If you're an adventurer, there's one place that you absolutely have to shop.
There is, because there's this place called Modatomic, and they have the gas can hoodie, which when you put it on, it feels like a hug. And if you're a true adventure rider, you know that some days don't go as planned and you need a hug. But not only the gas can hoodie, Modatomic has other things too. Like what, Cappy?
Like beanies, cups, stickers, t-shirts, and probably my favorite dry bag.
That orange dry bag is badass.
It is. Modatomic.com. Link in the description.
So, Chappie, I got a confession to make.
Confess to me.
I've been talking to our buddy from B-Moto, Paco Pete. You know B-Moto, that shop that does really cool stuff like
off-road performance engines and suspensions. They even can Cerakote with ceramic finishes, so the outside is just as strong as the inside.
Which is awesome, and brings me to my confession, Cody Proof Certification. Because Paco Pete told me they're going to take care of my engine and Cody Proof it.
That's something that not too many places can say.
No, definitely not. I would just suggest go over to bmoto.com and check it out. They've got some pictures of what they do.
Boutiche.com. Link in the description of the podcast.
Yes, because it's hard to spell, but they do good work. Can't touch this. Do-do-do-do.
Oh, here we go. All right. Hello and welcome to Rip the Paper.
Throttled Adventures. You really heard that? These fucking mics are great. Sorry about that. Let's start over.
That was really loud.
Hey, it was either rip the paper or rip ass. I figured paper was better, okay?
Oh, so the rip in the paper was to cover the rip in the ass.
Yes. Protein shakes don't sit well with me, buddy.
Well, I'm not even going to touch that.
You're listening to the Throttled Adventures Podcast. And now, your hosts, Cody and Chappie.
Hello and welcome to Throttled Adventures.
Hello!
Hello, Cody.
And he's Chappie.
What's going on today?
I don't know. It's Friday. Feeling good, man. My engine got delivered to Minnesota, don't you know?
Don't you know?
Oh. So, it looks like they'll probably be done with it and expecting me to pick it up on the day that I'm supposed to race.
Well,
I'll be racing. Don't you worry.
Maybe you'll get lucky and they'll have it done by midweek.
Yeah, you never know. But when you say me get lucky, Chappie, come on, you know better.
Well, I don't. I've never been in your bedroom.
That's about to change. No, I'm kidding. Okay, what? Here we go. Rated M.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
By the way, we are rocking some Modatomic gear, you and I. I love it.
Yeah, I got my gas can hoodie on because it's a little chilly here in the house. Because I don't know about you, but it's freaking snowing here.
It's fucking snowing here, too. And yeah, we got the heat up to like 72. So I feel like I'm in the Bahamas as long as I stay inside.
Yeah, no, but it's chilly.
I didn't ask you. How are you doing, Chappie?
I'm doing good. No complaints other than, snow. But I got my gas can hoodie on and snugging as a bug in a rug.
Looks comfortable.
As I've said before, I'm not a hoodie person, but I love this thing. You put it on and it's just so comfy. It's soft. And I ended up getting the wife one for Valentine's Day. She loves it. Thanks, Dan.
Way to go, Dan.
Speaking of which, they're actually having a contest. It's probably over by the time everybody hears this, unfortunately. But
yeah, try to name the bike contest.
Yeah. I suck with names.
I voted for Phoenix or Phoenix Rising, the Phoenix.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I suck with names. I don't name anything.
I just figured it'll rise to the occasion whenever they need it to, because I basically have the same bike, so.
Yeah, if you're interested in getting a gas can hoodie or dry bag.
Cool jerseys.
Yeah, head on over to Modatomic.com and use the code THROTTLEDADV, and they're going to give you 20% off your purchase.
That's really
pretty
cool.
Pretty awesome for them to do that for our listeners. So.
And family-owned, motorcycle-loving company. I love it.
Yeah, motorcycle enthusiasts. I mean, we just told you they're getting a brand new KTM 690 Enduro.
You're going to have some fun with that.
Yeah, I know. You must have been a little jealous.
I was a little
jealous.
Seeing
that orange.
I was. I wasn't going to lie. I am a little jealous. I love my bike. I don't ever want to talk crap about my bike, but...
Wrong color.
Wrong color, yeah. I need some, like, spray paint or something.
Yeah, see, I'm just the opposite. I'm not a big fan of orange.
The white is really... Well, it's impossible, especially the way I ride, to keep clean, so... It looks nice when you get it, but keeping it nice is...
But it's a motorcycle. It's a dirt bike.
It's
supposed to be dirty.
It is. And they remind me all the scars of all the places I've been, so...
Yeah.
It's cool. I just like the black and orange. I don't know.
To each their own.
Yeah. I mean,
when I started thinking about KTMs and stuff, they were mostly Woods bikes, and... They weren't orange. They were white and like a teal blue.
Oh, wow.
Seafoam green back in the 80s and whatnot.
That's crazy to think.
They never used to be orange.
They still are mostly Woods bikes, really. The good ones are.
Yes. Yeah, but they get into the MX scene now. So.
Which is a great segue, because the Woods is where I love to ride and live. And a lot of times, camp.
You're a wood nymph?
I am totally... I'm a wood nymphomaniac.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That sounded actually wrong. I love the woods, and I'm a nymphomaniac.
Well, all right, then.
Yeah. So, sometimes when I get out in nature, I get wood, okay? Just saying. There it is, out on the table. Now let's move on.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to keep your wood in your own tent.
I will definitely do that. Same goes for you.
In this episode... Camping 101 is back.
Do, do, do. Camping 101.
And we're going to talk about essential things to take with you if you're going to go camping. We'll touch on long trips, even just overnight. So I guess let's start with just an overnight camp, because you're not going to need a whole lot of change of clothes or all that kind of stuff. You're just going to go overnight. What is the bare essentials you need? And by the way, I think Jay had asked this question at one point in one of his comments.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to cover the what I would consider the essentials for an overnighter. You're going to need some sort of shelter, whether that's a tent, a hammock. Some people use a tarp and sleep under the damn stars. I can't quite do that myself. Not that hardcore yet. But some shelter. Okay, we'll start with shelter.
Shelter.
Whatever that is to you. And then we'll go on to... We all need some shelter, baby. And then the sleep system. So I like a sleeping bag. And maybe a pillow.
Pillow.
Some,
it's kind of hard to sleep without a pillow.
It is. Now, a lot of people like your hoodie that you're wearing from Mototomic. Will use that at night as their pillow. Just roll that up. Or their clothes bag. So, that is one thing I have seen people do. I kind of like my...
That's a thought.
My little Nemo pillow.
It's Nemo Filio, right?
Yeah, so it's got like some memory foam, and you blow some air into it so you can adjust it. And ever since I got that, I don't wake up with that kink in my neck that most of the other pillows give me.
Yeah, right from the wood to blow.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, you know, my son-in-law tells me when I get out in nature, I get a little saucy.
Saucy?
Yeah. I see a hiker, any female hiker going by. It doesn't matter really what she looks like after a couple of days out in nature and in the woods. Apparently, I just noticed. I noticed these things. Yeah, I just kind of, yeah. I don't bite, but I do bark. No, just being outside in nature just makes me primal. I don't know. I love it. I love being outdoors.
Brings you back to being strictly you.
Yes. Yeah.
caveman me. Woohoo!
Caveman.
So, I mean, shelter and something to sleep in. Some people will do just a blanket on a tarp under the stars. So,
yeah. Oh, damn. I'm too old for that shit.
Yeah.
Maybe when I was like a teenager or kid. I mean, I can remember setting a tent up in the backyard and just
roughing
maybe
it.
Maybe a sleeping bag, the ground. But I don't know if I would want to need something.
Now, the next
something
one.
Something more.
The next one is, I consider essential. A lot of people do not. But like you said, as I get older myself, a sleeping pad.
Yes. Yes, and there's several different kinds. There's a foam kind that you can just roll up. And then there's the inflatable ones, which actually give you a little more of a thermal barrier.
Yeah, and then they got the mixture.
Even when it's hot, the ground is cold.
Yes. And the ground will suck out your body heat. That was nothing sexual. I'm telling you, you can be 90 degrees in your sleeping bag, and that ground will take 20 degrees of that heat. Chappy, come on. We just barely started. Come on.
The choice of words, man, is when wood blow suck out.
Hey, it will suck you out, okay? You keep in mind who you're talking to here.
Oh, shit.
I thought high school was meant for going out and getting high, and that's what I did through high school, okay?
High school.
And I didn't want to sit in a goddamn chair, listen to
you
some.
You went to 420 high, huh?
Oh, definitely did. I so did. Yeah, I could tell you stories all day long. Most of them I don't remember. So
you got your tent, a sleeping bag, a pillow, and some sort of pad.
Yeah, some sort of barrier between you and the ground. And like I said, I've seen people use like their hoodies and sweatpants or something to throw under them to be that barrier. So it's kind of subjective, but basically you need to cover yourself from the elements. And I like to have a sleeping bag to sleep in. I mean, those are kind of essential.
Yeah, I can't imagine I'm going to bring a sweatshirt or sweatpants along.
You're not borrowing mine when it gets cold.
No, but I'll have clothes.
Better bring that hoodie. You're going to need it.
In August.
You never know. I don't know your terrain as much as you do. But here in Utah, I've been riding my dirt bike, and it's been 95 degrees. The fuck was that?
I forgot to mute my phone.
Oh, my God. Chappy tells me every time, mute your phone, don't open your drawer, don't get too close to the fucking mic, Cody.
Don't tap the damn table.
And don't you know, he forgot to mute his phone.
Yes, I did.
That's good. I've been riding in 95 degree weather, like sweating my balls off, and within 1 minute, it starts hailing.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you're not going to have that here.
So I just try and kind of prepare for whatever, you know. But
yeah, I mean, I can imagine I'm going to bring the clothes that I'm going to wear during the day are all going to be like moisture wicking stuff. And then I'll have like a pair of like.
Your 90. You're going to have your 90.
No, I've got like a pair of workout pants that are lightweight.
Yeah, those are great.
They'll roll up to probably about the size of a. Nah, they're not going to be heavy or soft enough. But like I'll probably have those for around camp and maybe a t-shirt or a long sleeve shirt or something. I can't imagine if I get getting cold or something, I would put my jacket on.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
We shall see. Now, from what it sounds like where we're going to be, if you leave your hoodie at home and all of a sudden you need a hoodie, sounds like we might be able to just go get one at that point.
Well, it's
a little different than out here.
If I bring a sweatshirt, it's going to be a non-hooded type because...
Yeah, you don't love hoodies.
Well, no, it's not that. It's got to be a dual purpose thing. You're only going to have so much room. So I'm going to have something for if it's raining to wear under the jacket that's going to be like a thermal, like a shirt. I don't know if I'm going to go for one of those like a thermal pullover shirt or if I'm going to go like thick, like sweatshirt. I'm still working on, you know, whole what I'm bringing. But
we'll help you out with that, Chappy.
But I've got some winter type shirts that long sleeve.
The coolest things that I've found so far are dual purpose, like you're saying. I've got camp pants that zip into shorts or pants, which is cool because that's one item that actually equals two.
Not a big shorts person.
Me either, but there are times I don't know if I need to jump in the river or something because you can't stand that I haven't showered for 10 days. Then I'll just leave the shorts on, you know, but
isn't that what the nature wipes are for?
That is part of it. Yeah, that is part of it.
I know we kind of got off a little bit with the sweatshirt thing, but
so camping gear essentials, shelter, tent, hammock type thing for shelter, sleeping bag, pad, pillow. You're covered there.
Right. Then, so now you can sleep.
Now let's move on to eating. For an overnighter, that can be really different than, say, a 10-day trip. If you're going to have
sandwiches,
you can pack sandwiches. If you are able to have a fire at your camp, you could stop at the store on the way to the camp.
Roast wieners.
Oh, better cheddar. Have you ever had those?
Yes.
I fucking love those. Squatch loves those too.
I actually like to make my own.
That's good.
Take the hot dog, cut it down the middle, and put a little slice of cheese in there.
That's great. Yeah. So you can roast hot dogs. I mean, you could bring shit for s'mores, whatever. Like a one-nighter is a lot easier to plan for. But you need to know what you're going to eat. So if you're having a fire, are you going to cook on that fire? Or are you stopping at a diner right before you go into camp and eating at a diner?
Right. But if me and you are just going out and we're going to camp and then ride tomorrow and then come home,
then I'm not stopping at a diner. I'm going to camp.
Yeah, we're not stopping at a diner. We're going to ride till we want to camp. And then we're probably going to bring something with us that's not needing refrigeration.
Yes.
But maybe we will. Maybe we'll have some sort of cold pack or something.
Yeah, kind of depends on each trip. But you need a way to eat.
But yeah, you should plan your food ahead of time. You shouldn't be thinking about food
once you hit camp. Yeah. So I would say essential is like a pot that you can boil water in or cook some noodles, something like that. If you're doing it on the fire, you could do that. I myself bring like a jet boil or something similar and can heat up water for coffee, can heat up water for dehydrated meals, or I could cook noodles in the pot. So that's kind of a basic thing. Also, you might want some utensils.
Yeah.
Those are overlooked.
Anything. Yeah. Holding the hot wiener in your hand can burn your fingers.
Ah, boy. Here we go. So, I mean, you're going
to
need
to find a stick to stick it. And then,
you can do that.
Stick's dirty, eating bark.
But you'll need to bring a knife to, shape the stick. Or at least I would. So I would say essentials for cooking would be at least a pot, some utensils, maybe a lighter or waterproof matches to start the fire.
Yeah, because if it's raining out, your lighter ain't working.
And for essentials, that's like bare necessities. We can argue stuff like camp chairs and stuff later, but.
Well, that's just it. It's like, you're going to go overnight. I mean, to be comfortable, you're going to go camp for the night and you want to enjoy yourself and you're going to be comfortable.
Yeah.
What would you consider an essential? I would think, you're going to have something to sit on because I'm not sitting on the ground. I'm 50 years old. I sit on the ground for any length of time. We just talked about the ground is cold.
Yes.
It can be 90 degrees during the day. It dips down to in the 70s or 80 at night. Can be kind of humid, but the ground doesn't have humidity. And under grass and in the woods, it doesn't get the full sun. It's not pavement. You're not sitting on it and feeling the warmth.
It's not heating your buns, that's for sure. Yeah, myself, I always take a camp chair, folding camp chair, small like Hillinux or Tusk, whatever. That's me. Some people sit on a log. More power to you. Like I said,
if you can find one,
that's right.
Are you going to pick a shitty camp spot just because it's got a nice log chair?
Well,
or are you going to go for the nice camp spot that doesn't have a log?
I'd probably take the one without the log and then go drag the log from the other spot over. But no, seriously, I like a chair. My essentials would be, you know, like a jet boil, dehydrated meal, some water, lighter, and a chair.
Right.
And a headlamp. I don't care how minimal you want to go. A headlamp is awesome.
Well, you got to have some light because
yep.
You're going to sit out by the fire and you got to put the fire out. Once you put the fire out, you ain't seeing nothing.
Yep. You got to wake up to pee because happens every time. But a headlamp's great. It's good if you have to work on your bike. Yeah, a headlamp gets you hands-free. So that's why I like it. Because you can work on your bike, you can eat your food, you can forage for wood, whatever. But your hands are free, you still got light, and it looks where you look.
Yes, and I would suggest of having an extra.
Yes.
Because sometimes, I mean, the one that's on your head just isn't enough. You need another one for another reason or something. Or God forbid, it drops and smashes on the pavement.
Yep.
And, you know.
I would definitely agree with you.
You can get them fairly cheap, too.
Yeah. So,
I mean, getting two would be great. But I was going to say, you know, God forbid if it rains, if it's raining, when you pull into camp, it probably should be still light. But it's not going to be because it's cloudy and overcast. So
yeah.
It's going to be darker. So that headlamp is going to be very important.
Yes. And it always is for me, especially solo, because it doesn't have to be raining. Yeah. I pull in dark anyway.
Right. But I mean, if you get back to your tent and you want some private time, you need to see.
Oh, boy.
Inside your tent.
Oh, you know, boy.
Setting up your... your gear and stuff like that. So you're setting up your sleeping bag before you go to bed. If you want to read, if you brought a book with you.
Yeah. And that's a great thing to bring. Maybe you don't need a book on the overnighter, but I like to have a book. Sometimes I can't go to sleep. So a book will help me do that.
Yes. Also, and reading on your phone.
I don't love that.
It's not good for sleeping because of the blue light and all that stuff.
Makes sense.
It's not good for you.
And then one last thing that I consider an essential, some of you may not, they make these little tea things, kava tea. Helps me relax and go to sleep. Sell them at Walmart, kava tea. It's made by Yogi.
Yogi.
But it's delicious, first of all, and it just seems to mellow me out. I don't know if it's all in my head or not, but, and like I said, that's a personal thing. Maybe some of you take a sleeping pill, get knocked out, or maybe some of you are so tired you just lay down on the log tarp and go to sleep. So those are my essentials.
That sounds pretty cool.
There'd be a couple more for like the bike and stuff. If you want to go over those, we could.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're doing it on the bike, you're going to want to make sure that you have the normal spare stuff that you should have when you go out on the bike anyway.
Yeah. So should be able to fix the flat. Camping,
yeah. Just because you're camping doesn't mean that you're carrying something different.
Right.
You should still have the same tools. You still have the same MasterLink tube, whatnot.
Yep.
Patch kit or whatever.
Definitely. One other thing, since we're talking of camping, that I kind of consider an essential is like a Spot or a Garmin. The InReach, I love it. I don't go on any dirt bike ride or adventure ride without that.
Yes, when I decided to buy the Dual Sport, that was my first purchase.
And that was one of mine, because on the Dual Sport, you're solo a lot, right? So it just makes sense.
In the trails, before I head out, I send the wife an email telling her I'm on my way, and it gives her a link.
She can follow you.
And she can look at it and see where I am. Have I been stopped for an insane amount of time? Or by, you know,
yeah.
He hasn't moved in 3 hours.
Yeah.
And he's in the middle of nowhere.
They're awesome. And you can text back and forth.
Yes.
Which is awesome. Satellite texting. So now if you're a nefarious mofo, you know, you're like seeing your fourth wife out in some other country, probably don't turn on your GPS. I'm not condoning that behavior. I'm just going to give you a heads up. When you send the wife an email, she can know where you're at. Okay.
Yes.
Not that they need that. I mean, I come within 5 feet of a pretty girl. I get a phone call from my wife. It's just like, she's already got that sense. Bloop. I could be in another state. Chick walks by, asks me for directions. I get a phone call from the wife. Hi, honey. How are you?
That's scary.
Yeah. You know, it keeps me in check. I like it. But yeah, to some people, that's a little scary.
Yes. The fact that she always has that time to call.
Yeah. Wow. Spider sense, you know? Yeah, whatever. Like I said, we don't judge here. I'm just trying to give you the full ups and downs. Make sure it's good when you send the wife or significant other or your son-in-law or whatever, your location, and you tell them, hey, I should be home by 9 o'clock. You know,
yes, because if you don't have cell service
and they see you've been stopped halfway into the ride for an hour, they can possibly do something to help you out.
Yeah, because if for some reason you fell off and can't reach the SOS button.
Yeah, there's a lot of debate.
There is?
Yeah, I put out a video because I mount mine to the bike. Because if you put it on your backpack, you get in a wreck, your backpack, I've seen it, Squatch's backpack ripped off and way behind him after the wreck.
Yeah.
People gave me a lot of crap about putting it on the bike. So there's a lot of banter. Why? Because you might get thrown from the bike and not be able to get back to your bike.
Okay. And here's something else. If I've got it in my pocket and I get thrown from the bike, who says that doesn't break my ribs that wouldn't have been broken if it wasn't on me?
Yeah. And like I said, that's, people can argue about that. All I do is make sure that I carry it with me somehow every time I go.
It's in my tank bag.
Whether on the bike,
it's not even
tank bag.
It's not even on me. It's
backpack.
I don't.
If you want to put it down by your junk, I don't care. My point is I take it with me to up the odds. You can't prepare for every wreck and every scenario. You can't do it, especially off-road. You can't.
No, and I don't carry anything in my pockets. Not my wallet, not keys, nothing.
No pocket rocket?
No. Anything in your pockets can be...
in your body later, after a wreck?
Yeah, or cause harm, yeah.
Yeah. I think you just carry one. You can figure out how you guys want to do it, but...
yeah, to each their own.
Exactly. A lot of people will use that as an excuse not to carry it. Well, it's going to fall off it. Whatever. The point is, just be safe. It's my essential. Sounds like Chappie's essential. You decide if you carry.
Yeah, I mean, it's there to track me while I'm going and if I need it.
Yep. It's communication and an SOS button should you need it.
Yeah, if I can't reach it because I'm too far from the bike, I can't imagine it's going to be more than an hour or so. The wife's going to see that I haven't moved and I'm not replying. She's going to send somebody.
Yeah, well, and here's my argument to that too. I carry it on my bike, but it's connected to my phone, which is either going to be in my backpack or my coat pocket somewhere. And I can message from there. So
yeah, I don't do that either.
Both of them.
I don't carry anything in my pockets. I mean, comfort for one. I thought about getting pants with the cargo pockets and stuff. And it's like, no, I don't want that shit.
I have to have
if
pockets.
If I start stuffing, well, yeah, having pockets is fine for when you're off the bike.
I need them on the bike too, but
yeah,
I see what you're saying.
I mean,
my smokes, my lighter are always in my pockets on my dirt bike pants.
Tank bag.
Well, when I'm racing, I don't have the tank bag. So
when I'm racing, I don't have time to stop and have a smoke.
Oh, I do. That's why I'm last place. And 9 times out of 10, I'll pull a stupid ass wreck and then I get pissed and I need a smoke. So it's good to have them on. Except for this race we're about to do last time we did it. It was raining so hard. Couldn't get my lighter to light. We stuck some sticks down in my gas tank. Tried to light it. God. It was so wet we could not get anything to light. It was terrible. I was really bummed.
What's this we?
Squatch and I.
Squatch was helping you start a fire out of your gas.
Fuck yeah, we love to do shit. Like, we're rednecks, but man. Squatch. We stick together. One time I missed the pit stop in the race and kept going. So about a quarter of the way into the next lap, Squatch pulled over and emptied some gas into my gas for me because I was out of gas. Yeah, we stick together. We're not after first place. We just want to do the race.
That's funny. All right. So that was an overnight camp.
It's an overnight camp.
So now you're going to go on a week or 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
What would you add to that kit?
Well, can I just...
That would be essential, not something you have to take along, like, you know, camera gear.
Essential for because long trips.
Not everybody's interested in documenting. So, I mean, yeah, they should we'll bring leave the camera some gear sort of... Well, they should bring some sort of something to document parts of the trip, because you always want to have some pictures or something, but as long as you're carrying your phone, you've got enough.
Yeah. So here's the things I would definitely add. Water storage, like a dromedary bag.
Or a dromedary bag?
Yeah. Like a hydro pack. You can throw them in your Moscos or whatever, but some sort of water storage. I would also bring a water filter.
A water filter?
Yes.
And I know why, but just in case somebody out there isn't clear on what this water filter would be for, would you like to explain?
Yes. There's a few scenarios, but the first would be, if you tip your bike over off-road, I tend to always land on whatever is storing my water. So, goodbye water. That sucks.
Right.
Or, water's very heavy to carry. So, maybe you carry enough, you know, for surviving, couple of liters, whatever. The water filter, you find a stream, a lake, something you can filter the water. And you don't have to carry the water.
Yeah, I meant more along the lines of why you need a water filter.
Well, when I grew up, we just found clean streams and we drank the fuck out of them. But this day and age, apparently, and there is some truth to it, but water is not as clean. It could be dead animals upstream, downstream, or in my case, 20 kids running around their bare ass feet, washing their asses 100 feet upstream when I was trying to fill up my fucking water for the night. So yeah, water filters are good. They can save you from shitopia. Do you want to have the runs in camp?
E. coli.
That don't sound fun to me.
E. coli. Yeah.
So. There is some science to it.
And there are other, yeah. Well, even just a bear shitting near the water. Yeah. I mean, animals don't generally crap near water source for a reason.
Most animals are smart enough not to poop where they eat.
Yes.
Or drink. But that said, you know, the world is changing. Whatever. It's good practice. And sometimes, if it's questionable water and I use the filter anyway, I'll still boil it to refilter, but you know, it's really nice to have that option. Now, if you're in the middle of the desert, it's probably silly to carry a water filter. I don't know, but most places I go are mountainous or hilly, trees, streams, lakes, pretty places.
Well, I mean, if you're going to find a water source, yeah, carrying a water filter, I mean, they're not overly expensive either.
They're not overly expensive. They're generally pretty small. They don't weigh crap. So, yeah, it's definitely worth doing that.
They're supposed to filter out all like bacterias and
99% of the crap that's bad for you or whatever. So, definitely
your fighting chance.
Definitely something that I consider essential on especially longer trips.
Absolutely.
I'm also going to have like coffee and some way to make it. I use the Wakeko. There are French presses. Yep. You know, there's all sorts of ways, but I'm going to have coffee and a way to make it. Maybe some spices and stuff, maybe a little bit more dehydrated meals. I guarantee I'm going to have my camping chair on a week long or longer trip.
Oh yeah.
And probably a spare, fuel bottle, for like the jet boil, or, I mean, there's all sorts of little burners that you can buy. The BRS is like $15. It's titanium. I've had one of those for 3 years.
Those like the little tea light ones.
Yeah, they're just little teeny,
like the little burner lights.
Yeah, they like look kind of like that. But these screw on a. I'll send you a pic. But this screws on the actual canister, and it's just
a
triangle, and it weighs absolutely nothing. They're like $15. No,
I thought you were talking about the like the little ones you see
at the Walmart.
You go to the Polynesian place, and they got the little
jelly
that you light that keeps the stuff warm.
I've had a buddy that
I've seen some did of those that. Too.
That was actually his cooking system, and he loved it.
They got like an alcohol fuel one too, and
yeah, there's tons of them. But I'm gonna have a way for sure that I can cook and some food, water storage, water filter.
If you can't
utensils,
light a fire.
Yeah, if you can't light a fire.
Because it's not guaranteed that you can have a cook fire.
That is correct.
But if you've got something like that with you.
I also carry a cool candle.
They've got the flameless one. Barrel Cook makes a flameless cooker that you can use water or snow or any
form. We're hoping to try that out.
Yes, I will have one for our trip.
I can't wait. I love trying new shit. A folding saw, if you're off-road. I can hear people, oh my gosh, you're carrying all this crap. Yeah.
What would that be used for?
When you don't want to do a log hop on your 701 or 1200 or whatever you're on. I mean, I like hopping logs, but there comes a time when it's not real feasible or safe.
You mean like when they're about, you know, handlebar high?
Yeah, I mean, that could be one instance for sure.
So you don't have to drag your bike under it?
Yeah. I know up in Idaho, sometimes trees fall over the trail. And like if you're on the Magruder and you're 75 miles are you going to turn around because there's a fucking tree in your way? No.
It happens here too.
Cut it down. Yeah, it happens everywhere. Idaho's a little,
and I'll tell you what,
a little bad. For that,
it's not always an option to go around because sometimes there's trees down all over the place.
Yeah, I've been on a ride with Johnny Mack where we literally had to log hop, I would say at least 30 fallen trees on a trail that we were on. And once you're 10 in, you know, it's like I'm not going back.
Right, but what I mean is, like, there's a tree across the trail. It's not like you can go around it all
No,
the
you
time
can't go around.
Because sometimes the obstacles are just too many or too many trees.
Yeah.
Too many limbs.
And we didn't have a saw, so we had to hop or ghost our bikes over about 30 of them. It was an intense ride that was supposed to be, you know, one of those, it's just going to be a half-hour ride today.
A fun ride.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a...
4 hours.
Level two fun?
That was level two fun.
Level three fun?
It was 2.5 fun. Level 2.5.
2.5.
And for those of you who haven't caught
pushing
that,
three.
Level two fun is the fun. It's fun when you get home and you tell people that you survived it and you brag about it. It's not fun when you're in it, but it's fun to talk about it later and brag about how you survived it. Level one fun is fun in the moment and when you talk about it. Level three fun, level we don't one. Talk about. We just don't talk about it.
Yeah. Hopefully our trip is going to be 90% level one.
We will certainly hope so.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some level two stuff because like in the moment, it's going to be like, oh, what the fuck?
I mean, when you're on a motorcycle camp, for that many
we'll
days.
We'll get back to camp later and say, all right, you know, we got through it.
Woohoo! We got through it. Thank God.
The reason I brought up the, you know, handlebar level trees, that was a level 3 fun for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that
it was level 1 till I got to the damn river. And then going down the river was level 2, and then it quickly became a level 3.
As the sun started going down, and it became level 3.
But thankfully, it went back to level 2 because I found my way out.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's part of adventure. I mean, I don't head out seeking that part of the adventure.
Right.
But I'm learning more to embrace it, enjoy it. What does Johnny say? Embrace the suck. Huh. When things suck, just kind of get used to it. Basically, I think what he's trying to say is don't freak out when things start getting crappy, because then you make a worse decision, which makes the situation worse, and so on and so on. So kind of like just breathe, embrace it for a minute, and then you'll get through it.
Right. So you pretty much covered all the camping type gear stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should say the folding saw can also be used to trim any branches that are down. Please do not cut branches off of trees and use them for firewood. Use the ones that are down already on the ground.
Be kind. Please rewind. Do you remember that sticker?
Yeah.
On the VHS.
What the hell?
My wife used to work at a video store, so I just remember the be kind, please rewind when you took back your...
So if you're going on a long trip, like we're planning to do, you also, if your gear is not rainproof, probably going to want to make sure you have some sort of, if not for while you're riding, you want to have something while you're setting up camp. So you're not getting soaked while you're setting up the tent, because... You know, some either a poncho or some sort of rain gear. I would recommend that you had something to ride in. Generally, try and carry something with me.
Yeah,
almost every time I go out. But
I might have to borrow yours since you're upgrading soon. I hear a certain special company.
You're not gonna want to wear mine.
Is it that bad?
Well, it's like a rubber rain suit. It's okay for the Beamer. It's just not
adventure worthy.
I mean, well, the four stroke, you've got that pipe that runs right under the gas tank.
Yeah.
Again, if the leg touches that, it's going to melt type of stuff. I don't think
I'm pretty good on pants. I'm just looking for the jacket this year.
I have a raincoat that you could wear. That would be not a problem.
But staying dry. That's what we're talking about. You want to stay dry. You don't want to crawl into your sleeping bag with your skin shriveled up like a raisin because you're soaked. And then you get your sleeping bag wet and everything else wet. It sucks. Been there.
And there's a good point. You're going to want to make sure you have some sort of a quick dry towel.
Yes. I love my Sea to Summit one. Oh, God, I love that thing. Packs like this big, like, and it will dry your whole body.
Right, and then you can hang it in the tent, and when you get up in the morning, it's dry.
Yeah, it dries quick. Those things are awesome. I love those things.
Yes.
Good point.
I used to have a bathing suit like that. I loved it. Yeah, so the quick dry towel, some sort of small pack type shoe with a hard sole, because you're not going to be walking around in camp in your motocross boots.
What about Birkenstocks, bro?
Oh, what?
Birkenstockies. You know, Jesus walking shoes? Yeah. Sandals? A lot of people like those.
To each their own. I want something that's like, flip-flops.
No. Yeah, flip-flops. I used to call them thongs, but now my kids are like, ew, that's gross,
toe Dad. Thongs?
They used
toe
to,
thongs?
When I was a kid, flip-flops were called thongs.
Yes.
Then the women got a little risque. So now Dad can't say, has anybody seen my fucking thongs? And the kids are like, Dad, that's so fucking disgusting.
The cheap flip-flops, the soles are not protection for stepping on shit around camp.
No, they're not
I was thinking of something with a hard sole they do make sandals, and the sandals, or there's like the water shoes. You can get the ones that you can.
Those are all right.
Around at the beach. Yeah. Something that slips on.
It's
but
good to have something that kind of smashes down. Yeah. But full toe coverage is great out in the woods. But a full-on hiking boot is a little bit much for me to pack.
Yeah. I was thinking more or less just like a hard sole. I mean,
yeah.
If you get like one of the, even the sandals with the straps that go around your feet.
Yep.
If you're into that sort of thing, it's, they pack down thin. Because it's only the width of the sole, pretty much. But the soles on those are generally a little bit thicker. Just so if you step on some kind of stick, you're not going to get the stick through the sole. So the last thing I want to do is get injured on a motorcycle trip when I'm not even riding my damn bike. Seriously. Because that is a possibility.
Honestly, it really is. I mean,
you mess up your foot stepping on a stupid stick in camp.
Then the ride's going to suck.
It's going to ruin your ride.
Yep.
So I'm definitely not doing that. I don't know what I'm bringing yet. I'm still
researching.
Trying to figure out. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to have for room. I'm still trying to decide on what to do. Not sure if I'm going to go Moscow, Wolfman, or Tusk. I'm researching Rackless.
That's the fun part, man. I love the researching and getting into it. Let me throw this out there real quick. If you look up the backcountry discovery routes, say Google backcountry discovery route packing list.
Oh, there goes my phone.
There's a great sample packing list. It is not the be all end all, but it is a great resource.
And that's going to cover. Right. That's going to cover your gear, your tools, and other things. And we're focusing on camping stuff in this.
Yep.
You know, if you were going to go camping, it's camping 101, not long trip 101.
Yeah, that one's coming up later.
Yeah, that'll probably be after we do the BDR thing, which, you know, we got to figure out a way to record a podcast while we're on the BDR. I mean, we'll probably have podcasts set to play while we're doing the BDR.
Yes.
But I want to be able to, maybe as we're going through the BDR.
Maybe we can do that when we reach section three.
Well, every other. No, that's
right by your house.
No, I was thinking like every night we get back to camp, we sit back and have like a 5-10 minute discussion about what we went through that day. And then when we get done, I can take all of those and put them together for a podcast.
Sounds maybe great.
Like a bonus podcast or something.
Probably the Patreons or bonus or both, whatever. I like it.
I think it would be kind of cool, like not just for like the YouTube, because I know we're going to do some videos for your channel and whatnot.
Yep.
But like for the podcast, just like an audio thing. I do have a recorder. I don't know if I'll bring it because it's just a cheapy thing. But, you know, sit down and
recap the day.
Yeah, talk about what we went through and whatnot. I don't know. It's a thought.
I love it. Maybe I'll bring a cheapy recorder just so that I can remember each day, too. You know, it's not bad. I mean, you can use your phone, I guess, as the voice recorder for that. But by the time I get for home,
like memos and stuff.
Yeah, for memos. Because I'm saying by the time I get home, all the way from leaving my house, meeting you, doing what we're going to do and get home, all the days are going to start to go like this in my head.
Yeah.
So just some sort
just
of
for
record.
Those of you that are listening, Cody put his fingers together and made like a sound, meaning that they're all going to run together.
Exactly. Now, for those of you who are not listening and watching, you can thank Chappie today because I was not wearing a fucking shirt. He made me put one on because we're on video. And now he's telling everybody that we're not on video.
Because we never know.
Yeah, you never know how these things go. I do know it says 55, 19, 20, 21.
Whew. Yeah.
Not bad.
That's, I mean, this one went by really quick.
It seems like we haven't had enough time.
And we haven't. We still got... haven't
done. The elf hasn't made a visit yet.
Here I am. I'm the what if elf, motherfuckers. What if?
Okay. Here comes the what if elf, motherfucker, to your house.
What if?
Okay. So let's get out that... get out that
magic roller.
The magic roller, and give us a number, 1 to 7.
Hold, please. Number 1, baby.
1. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
You win a trip for 2 to anywhere in the world. Who is going, and where are you going?
Can I plead the 5th? This sounds like a trap.
So that's an awesome question, but I want to do this in 2 parts.
Okay.
One part is you got to take your life. You're going to do a trip type of thing.
Yeah, because that's going to be the first answer, no matter what.
Right, but you're going to take a trip to relax, and then we'll do a motorcycle-related trip. And we can't choose each other. That would be too easy.
My God, the rules are just...
Well, I mean, it would. It would be too easy. Okay, I'm sure that the...
All right.
I'm not sure who sent this in, but I'm sure that it was meant as a motorcycle question.
It was probably one of the wives. It's a fucking trap, Chappie. Who would you take on vacation if you won a trip? I'm not answering this question.
But yes, you win a trip for 2 anywhere in the world. Who is going and where?
All right, you first, buddy.
Me first. If my grandfather was still here, I would say Ireland. But I would like to go over to either New Zealand or Australia. And I would take the wife. There's a lot of places in the world that I would love to see. But everything that I've seen with, you know, the people on YouTube, the motorcycle journeys and stuff like that, I would love to do that. Because it looks really, really cool.
And, thanks for stealing my fucking answer. Appreciate
well,
it.
Well, I mean, if it's winter here, it's summer there. So.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah. This is the wife one, right? We're talking about the wife trip right now, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, that could be the motorcycle too, but
yeah. Okay. I'm going to New Zealand as well.
You're going to New Zealand?
As well.
Well, yes. I said Australia or
okay.
They're close.
Well, either I'm going to New Zealand. Take the wife, but I am gonna swing by and try and meet Chris Birch. Say no to slow, Chris Birch. Those of you who don't know him, look him up. He rides an adventure, full-sized motorcycle like very skilled people ride small dirt bikes. And he's very funny. So anyway, but he's in New Zealand. Cool. New Zealand looks gorgeous. I showed my wife some videos of a KTM rally there, and it was just gorgeous. So that's been kind of our want-to-go spot.
That is... so weird.
Never know.
We both want to go to the same place. All right.
So maybe we can get a group discount. Woohoo!
Let's do the motorcycle version.
All right.
Motorcycle trip for 2 anywhere in the world. Where are you going and who's going with you?
Well, so many places in the world.
I know, right?
Man, I mean, you think that sounds like an easy question, but it's really hard to narrow down, actually.
It's not, because when you take money out of it.
Yeah, when you take money out of it, my dreams are huge anyway. They're only limited by money. So when you take that out of the equation, by motorcycle. I know a lot of people I know would say Alaska, but I don't think that's my top of the list.
Me either. I mean, that would be my realistic list, But if it's, I win a trip, I'm probably going like over to Spain or Switzerland or somewhere over in there where there's, you know, you fly over, you get a BMW 800 or whatever bike, and you go, they put the shit in your mat, in your GPS for you. And you just bring your stuff with you, and they already have the bags on the bikes and all that kind of stuff. That's what I would do. I would probably go over to Europe.
I'm going to say that
area.
I'm going to say Europe as well. The whole thing. I want to do all of it. I won the trip. I want it all inclusive, baby. Come on.
Yeah. And a lot of those countries are so close together. You can hit Spain and Italy and Switzerland.
I need to get through Germany because I hear they got this really cool Gothic club underground scene with vampirous chicks and all.
Woo! You have to always come back to them Gothic chicks.
I can't help it. Something about Rob Zombie brainwashed me when I was a fucking child. Living Dead Girl, you know. Love you, Rob, if you're out there listening. I doubt it, but anyway. No, I'd like to go to Germany. I mean, I'd like to do it all, but that's a hard one because I don't know who I'm taking. If I don't take the wife on that, that's going to be like a death sentence because she loves Europe, wants to travel Europe.
I don't think I would want to do that two up. So I think that's why I would not want to bring the wife. I would love to bring my brother, but I don't know if he would be into that.
Let's say maybe Tim. I don't know.
Yeah,
this is a tough question for me to answer.
Yeah.
Count you out. I mean, Johnny Mac, but he's so busy, he probably wouldn't be able to go.
You don't think Squatch would do something like that?
He might. I mean, I think he'd love to. He's a newlywed right now, so.
Right, but I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah, I tell him every ride we go on is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, so I can't keep using that too often.
Does he have a motorcycle license?
No, neither do I. You see your face, Chappie?
I can't believe you just said that.
I don't.
I can't believe you just said that.
All my dirt biking buddies, all of them that ride adventure bikes, etc., they do not. I will by the time I meet you. Just for the record.
Hey, man, you get pulled over.
I've been on bikes since I was 18. I'm pushing almost 50 now, not quite. 47. Yeah, here in Utah, we don't. A lot of us don't. Oh, we don't.
You don't, or you don't have to?
We just do not. I'm not condoning it. I'm just being honest. I'm just keeping it real. Currently, at this moment, there is not an endorsement on my.
Wow. I've had mine since I was like 17, which I'm surprised my mother actually signed for it.
Yeah, mine never would have. But,
That's one of the reasons why I would not. I mean, I don't know if my brother, I figure he would do it if that's what we were going to do. My buddy Andy, I don't know if he would go. If it was, you know, me and him and the girls, he probably would, but I don't know if he would. I don't know if he would leave his wife home and do a trip like
that. See, I would say I'd go solo, but.
Not an option.
I'm just going to be honest. I don't know that I want to be in Germany without my wife and happen across those nice clubs, you know.
If that thing actually ran across my email like in the next day or so, if my brother was a no, I think you would be the first person I would contact and say, "Hey,
there you go. Let's go
do it. Interested in doing this?" Although I got a buddy, Robbie. He might. I don't know if he would do that.
It's tough.
I don't know.
Multi-day trips. I want to spend.
It's got to be somebody. Yeah.
Spend some time first. Maybe a 2-day trip with first before I commit to.
Got to be somebody that you can get along with.
Yeah, definitely.
I know I can get along with my brother and Robbie, Andy. It's not something you just jump into willy-nilly.
No. Because it can ruin.
You can get along with somebody great, and then So you got to camp with them and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm not trying to tell horror stories, but it's just different when you're out camping and riding and.
Oh, absolutely.
So many things come into play. It's just people handle them differently. So
if I didn't think our personalities were so similar in riding style and stuff like that, I mean, this would be like our trip would be like nerve wracking.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you're coming all this way and I don't want to ruin your trip. You know, it's
vice versa. It's
a bigger deal. Bigger deal for you than it is for me because how far you're traveling. But I mean, we've been talking for almost 2 years now.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's
fucking
crazy.
Flies. It's cool, though.
And just our conversations, I mean, for the most part, we're on the same wavelength. I mean, I said Australia or New Zealand.
Yeah.
And you were like, motherfucker, you
picked my spot. Yeah, you stole my spot, man. Yeah. Yeah, New Zealand's definitely.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is just, I mean, it, I don't know. It's so, it looks so awesome. I'm sure the wife would probably say somewhere different. I would love to see that. At one point, my favorite place to visit would have been Japan. And like I said, if my grandfather was still around, I would love to go to Ireland with him. He was a dooley, so the Irish, and I'm sure he would have loved to go back and see where his parents grew up.
Yeah.
But sadly, he's no longer here with us, so.
I feel you.
But I would love to, that's another place that, the Scotland and Ireland, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But.
I'd like to go there. Scotland would be great.
Yeah. So there's the what ifs.
I could put on my fucking kilt. Oh, yeah. Jesus
Christ.
I used to have a kilt. Can't ride a motorcycle in a kilt.
Jay, help me, please.
Hey,
Jay.
No. It's not a dress. It's a fucking kilt.
Jay?
You see my last name. It's Scottish, so it's okay if I wear a kilt.
Well, whatever you say, Mick Callister.
That's right. Just don't leave me home alone. There'll be no home to come home to, probably.
Oh, shit.
We like to move it. All right. So we have talked about Rated M. We have visited the what if elf motherfucker. That was a hard question. Thank you, whoever sent it in. But man.
Whoa. Yes. And back to the Rated M. If you head on over to Mototomic, we are not sponsored by Mototomic. We are just a believer in their products. They have great products, high quality. Use the code THRODDLEDADV for 20% off. Anything that we forgot with the camping that you've thought of? And
yeah, what's one last thing? There's a new trend going on, I hear, about tramp stamps.
A tramp stamp.
You know, a tramp stamp is, right?
Yeah, the little tattoo above the butt crack.
Yeah, I've heard that throttled ADV is going there now.
It took him till the end, but he finally made me hang my head.
I had to get it in there.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Right back to the beginning. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm Chappie.
I don't know
who
I am.
He's Cody cracking his ass off. And we'll catch you next week.
Have a good adventure and wrap.